Queens State Senator Malcolm Smith is monitoring his family for swine flu symptoms. His daughter attends St. Francis Prep, where there are dozens of confirmed cases of the disease, and his wife has mild flu symptoms. Meanwhile, health officials are testing for new cases of swine flu all over the state. Karen DeWitt has more.
Governor Patterson, who conducted a briefing with health officials, says although the swine flu seems to be spreading, there's no cause for panic.
I would just like to assure all New Yorkers is that we are taking every steps we can possibly imagine to contain this virus and to keep our public safety foremost in mind, and that this is not a time for alarm. But it is a time to be alert.
Patterson and Health Commissioner Dr. Richard Dane say most of the cases of the illness in New York are expected to be mild and require no treatment other than ordinary precautions, like staying home if you feel sick with flu-like symptoms. Commissioner Dane says you should only seek testing for the swine flu virus if you have severe progressive symptoms or feel ill after traveling to Mexico or coming into contact with someone who has recently been to Mexico. He says people considered at high risk, such as those with chronic illnesses like diabetes or pregnant women who've been exposed to someone who's recently traveled to Mexico, are advised to take a preventive medicine like Tamiflu just in case. But Dane says the general public has no need to take any prophylactic drugs.
We don't in any way recommend it for, say, the general public or state officials or anyone else to simply get on the drug and stay on it. That would probably be a way to induce resistance and to use up available supplies.
The health commissioner says the state does have adequate supplies of Tamiflu and other medications and the means to distribute them to county health departments if the outbreak were to become more serious in the future. Danes and State Education Commissioner Richard Mills have written a letter to all schools in the state advising that students wash their hands thoroughly and frequently and that schools be on the lookout for an outbreak. But they say it's up to individual school districts to decide whether or not to close schools. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Malcolm Smith, a Queens resident, has revealed that his daughter attends the St. Francis Prep School, which has experienced the largest outbreak of the disease. He says his daughter, who did not go on the spring break trip to Mexico, is fine, but his wife has become ill with mild flu symptoms. Smith spoke on MSNBC.
She is fine. She obviously we are watching her day to day. She has been obviously very concerned, and as a parent and a husband, I am very concerned as well.
The state health department is not recommending any restrictions on travel around the state or any other warnings about public gatherings at this time. But Commissioner Dane says it is a rapidly changing situation, and he says the reasonable assumption is that the swine flu will spread to every part of the state before the outbreak runs its course.
At this point, this episode of influenza is established in the United States. We're not going to wall it off and eliminate it. So the next critical question, are we have people progressing to severe illness, and what numbers progress to severe illness?
Health officials hope to have answers in the coming days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.